and make me determined to make them pay from the kick. Not long after, I copped a high shot, this time within range of the posts. Each time I got up, determined to nail the corresponding penalty. I want to make every kick, but I knew with each of those that the best way to remove the target from my back was to get up and make sure I made them pay. The game began to open up. Nehi scored in the corner, finishing off some brilliant work, the perfect way to lead into the half. During the break, we were deeply focused on starting well. Thanks to Ma'a's amazing run, we did. That try put us up 21-3, exactly where we wanted to be. But it also meant we began to take our foot off the throttle. You could sense the team relaxing a little, yet we felt powerless to stop it. A little was all Australia needed. After Ben got carded, the Aussies surged back. They were immense through that period and tactically brilliant. The two tries came so quickly, and that lead we'd ground out vanished in minutes. We regrouped as 15 men after Ben returned, needing to reassert our authority over the game. It wouldn't be easy. I was absolutely buggered at that point. I like to think I'm one of the fittest guys on the team, but my legs were just so heavy. We couldn't let them know that or allow fatigue to dictate our decision-making. From the restart, logic might have suggested we kick the ball long and play for territory. That's what we'd done with Ben off, but it hadn't worked.